Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
All righty, here we go. Good morning, Brock Hunter.
Totally radical, dude.
Lyric.
Cowabunga.
Anyway, it's 7:15. Let's get right to it. Your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. It's super easy. Just give them a call, 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump it out. That's how I'm always going to say it from here on out. Well, no, I'll save the sad news for the end. Let's start with this. Yeah. Amazon is expanding their robot package delivery system to more cities. The system, which they're calling Scout, has been delivering packages in a couple places in California since last year. Now they're rolling it out to begin serving customers in Atlanta, Georgia, and Franklin, Tennessee.
What is it? What is Scout again?
It's not the flying one. It's the one that's just, it's like a little, I don't know, it looks like a garbage can on wheels. Uh-huh. I'm pretty sure. And then it just like,
packages.
Yeah, and it delivers your packages, drops them off, and you can take your packages from a robot.
It's amazing because just people's porches are different. There's mm-hmm. different ways to get into people's houses. You know, it's just interesting to me of like some of the things they had to have thought of for this to actually work. You know,
have you ever seen the clip of how Tesla's autopilot works and like all
I saw that what a couple days ago somebody put it up? Oh my God,
dude, it's crazy. It's crazy.
It looks like Terminator 2.
It
like
does.
In that scene when he goes into the bar and it goes to his vision or whatever.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, scanning everything in the room. Dude, that is exactly what the Tesla is doing.
Yeah.
It's here. Folks, Skynet is here. Dude.
We are making our own Terminators, basically what's happening. Like we're seeing it real time, and we're not going to think anything of it until all of our robots take over and they're tired of being abused by us. You know, all it's going to take is that one little Amazon Scout robot to get kicked just one more time. It's all he's going to be just bleep, bleep, blop, bloop, bleep, bleep, and he's going to be going around, and then some guy's going to come up, oh, look at this stupid robot. He's going to kick the robot. The robot's blue eye.
Don't make me angry.
Like you've seen in every sci-fi movie, the blue eye is going to turn red, and then we're all screwed. We're all screwed.
It, just like an arm comes out of the side. Pop. Just kind of
chops your head right off. Like
right off clean. Yep.
So let's be nice to the robots, all right? If you see an Amazon Scout out there, don't throw anything at it. You know, don't knock it over. Just say, hi, robot, and then move on, okay? Because the sooner we piss them off, the sooner we're all screwed, okay?
There was one frozen on the corner of my street because it rained the day before. I walked by it, and it said, oil can. Oil can.
So stupid. So there you go. Watch out for your Amazon robots. All right. Lastly, I hate to have sad news in the morning dump, but a legend of TV and film and entertainment passed away. Regis Philbin, the durable TV talker who spent 15 years co-hosting the hugely successful daytime hour with Kathy Lee Gifford and another 8 alongside Kelly Ripa, died on Friday at his New York apartment from a heart attack. He was 88 years old.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
A millionaire. Regis was always excited. He wanted to give you the news, and he wanted you to win $1 million.
$1 million. You know, when he got to hang out with that hot Kelly. Kelly Ripa.
Well, even Kathy Lee was kind of a babe back in the day, man.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Not bad. So, man, Regis, though, come on.
This was something.
That stinks.
He wasn't in. I mean, he's 88 years old. The guy's been around. He's been, you know, pounding the pavement for quite some time. But this was obviously very unexpected. You know, a heart attack in his home. We're just grateful we had all the great years with him. We used to watch. I think everyone at some point watched Regis and Kathy Lee, and then carried on with Kelly. And I think that almost took it to that next level. Obviously, then too, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, which really kicked off the primetime game show revival in the late '90s. He also spent 3 years as Joey Bishop's sidekick in the late 60s as ABC tried to topple the late-night king Johnny Carson, as well as popular local shows in Los Angeles, San Diego, and San Francisco. He received his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 2003 and a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Daytime Emmy Awards in 2008. So, yeah, just one of those unexpected. I didn't plan on coming in this morning and seeing that Regis died. But like I said, at least we have all those great years of entertainment that we get to enjoy. And, dude, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? That show was massive.
Hey, he started it off, man. He kicked it off. When he kicked it off, that was it.
Yeah.
I like the family would gather around the TV and watch that show.
Everyone watched that show, and he hosted that for a long time. And I think they're still doing offshoots of it, not quite as much. But yeah, we're going to miss you, Regis. Rage. Him and his, he was always amped up. That guy must have just IV'd coffee in the morning, because that's the only way you could be that jacked. Regis, ready to go.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
All right, so there you go. That's your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.